Data de Mobile.
Dave, KN4 TFW.
Kent, well, it's still morning. It's not afternoon yet. Good morning, Kent. How are you?
Yeah, I guess you're right. 15 minutes to go. I'm doing pretty well. And yourself?
Good. It looks like there's some clouds over Greer. Maybe there's that rain we didn't get yesterday. Maybe we're going to get it today. What do you think?
Over by the Haywood Mall right now. So it looks like the clouds are starting to build.
Again?
Good. Got a couple of tours done yesterday. Just taking it easy today. Made a couple of HF contacts this morning.
It's all about ham radio.
Out a new antenna I put up. I put up one of those MFJ2104, very similar to the, was it Chameleon Spider?
Chameleon up. I never use it. It doesn't have an antenna connected to it right now. But I got one when they became really popular about probably more than 10 years ago. And I picked one up, put it out, and it worked. It just didn't work as good as my wire antennas, but it did work. They're still out there.
It was mystery wire antennas, and but I had to take it down because we're having the trees removed next month, so I had to come up with something different. Something that's not too conspicuous anyway.
You said to tell.
I made Texas and Arkansas, and up to the Ham Fest in Ohio. Now the problem is that I really need a rotator. I have to go outside and turn it myself.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That gets old in a hurry. Some of the best sounding stations that I've ever talked to were on verticals. I remember the best. He's up somewhere in the Midwest. And he said he's got a 200-foot vertical antenna. And I said, 200-foot? How did you put up a 200-foot vertical antenna? And he went up his 200-foot tower, and he dropped down. Looks like, ladder line antenna. And so instead of holding it up from the bottom, he let it out from the top. And it was 200 feet long. It was, I think he had like a foot to a foot and a half separation between the two legs with using wooden dowels in between it. And that was a really good sounding antenna.
But you can make out of an antenna or use to make an antenna.
Experiment with. That's what I've been doing lately for the past few days. Smaller antennas, though, nothing like that. The VHF range antennas, not the HF or the gigahertz, but the VHF. They're a lot of fun to play with as well. I've done a lot with HF antennas and always knew that one day I would get around to VHF, and now is that one day.
Still experimenting with the antennas and learning every day. This one, it's got two opposing ham sticks and that for each band. And that if you screw two ham sticks together and then put the whip on the end, will that make it, like if I use 275s and screw them together and put a whip on the end, will that make it close to 160?
And feed it at the center? Is that what you're talking about? Put them together with a piece of conductive material and then feed it from the center?
It's like I have a 75-meter ham stick, and it just has the whip that screws into the end. But if I screwed another ham stick onto that in the vertical position and then put the whip on the end, would that double the 75?
I don't think so. But that makes it from a... So verticals can... You can have verticals with or without a counterpoise. But that, so that sounds like if it's insulated from the top part, then, yeah, it'd be like a vertical with a counterpoise for 75 meters. But that would not make a 180-meter antenna.
See what I could get to. The radio is capable of 160, and I've never done 160. And I just wondered what I could do for 160 with what I have, short of having to put up a wire.
Rusty uses 160, and one of the things Rusty does, he's got a mystery antenna too, and with the mystery antenna, if you short the twin lead at the bottom, it's got that 300-ohm twin lead, the skinny, the thick stuff. But if you short that together at the end, and that's your center line, then you can, it'll work on 160, but it won't work on any of the other bands. So it goes from a monoband, from a multiband antenna to a monoband antenna when you short the end, and the one band that it does is 160. You might talk to Rusty when you hear him on here next, because he's done quite a bit of that. I've always heard that you could do that with a mystery antenna, but I've never done it.
It's going to be hard for me to get a wire back up without my, my two 90-foot trees gone.
160. 160 takes space. You can probably get something that'll make the radio happy enough to tune, but it's probably going to do, it's only going to heat that tuner up. It's not really going to radiate a whole lot. Narrow bridge, so I got to pull in and go get my food, and then I'll be back out if you're still around. Good talking to you this morning, Ken. I haven't talked to you in a while. 74DJW.
It's been good talking to you. I've been hearing you talk about airplanes and that, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you. So I'll catch you after a bit. K4TFW 73.